Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 1st of June, and here in Auroville is cloudy, unpleasant 26 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today predicts rather cloudy, an evening shower or thunderstorm around, otherwise considerable cloudiness over the night, and temperatures from low 28 to high of 34, with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 15 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is full, illuminated to 99%, but actually it will be completely full tomorrow evening at 9:49. Full moon in Sagittarius is here calling us to see through the fog of illusion to pierce the truth within. There's lots of electric and creative energy steering, but we must meet it with grounded discernment. So let's find some time to be still and just be, as we allow the light of the full moon to bring her illumination. And tomorrow we can watch for full moon to group up with the planet Saturn and star Antares in the eastern sky at dusk and nightfall. As our Earth turns underneath the heavens tonight, look for this full moon, Saturn and Antares to move westward across the nighttime sky. The celestial threesome climbs highest up for the night around midnight and sit low in the west at dawn, June of 3rd. Let us screen what's going on in the city. There are a couple of events. This week, cultural events will culminate on Saturday around the screening of the Lilith Fashion School movie, and we are invited to the screening of the Lilith Fashion School critically acclaimed and intensely stylish short movie. Some brief presentations from the designers will precede the screening. The movie and presentation will be short and together will be less than 30 minutes. Afterwards, viewers are encouraged to mingle and discuss the movie's many layers of meaning and artistic implications downstairs in the Visitor Center Amphitheater, where ambient lights and music will augment the mood. So Saturday, June 6th at 8 p.m. at La Zephyr to start and continue downstairs at Visitor Center Amphitheater. But if we are still curious about some more info, we can call Jesse on 948-662-3749. From Bharat News Pavilion of India, International Zone comes an announcement on Embracing the Planet, which is a performance being created to the be showcased on the 12th of July at Bharat News. The team members are offering classes through the month. And if you want to know if you are interested in more details, you can write to Riju at kalai@aurovillage.org. And classes are scheduled from 9 to 11 a.m. on Fridays, starting this Friday, June 5th. So first week, you will look at the energy management for dance and drama performer. To be in connection with the body, to be present to yourself. For that, you will work with breath, with movement in the space, awaken the space around, awaken your senses to be here and now. That will allow you to be aware of oneness, of energetic state, and how to play with these to create and move. Second week, you will interact with others, nature, elements, sounds and dynamics. Third week, you will be accessing cellular body memory. On fourth week, you will explore vocal exploration and expression, and you will learn how to hear your voice without judgment or critique, to welcome the voice as it is. And through a play with the voice, you explore a part of yourself as expression of you. Your voice is the muscle of your soul. And fifth week, you will do the synthesis, bringing together all the elements, experiencing shift in perception, hearing color, seeing sound, moving with essential frequencies. Facilitators, Embracing the Planet is the creative fruition of Philippe Len Baldini and Thierry Mukazambo from Reunion Island. The show comes as a result of over 30 years of in-depth artistic experience, research and collaboration with the San Bushmen, the first people from Southern Africa, and different indigenous groups. During this time, Philippe and Thierry, as a choreographer and director respectively, also work with scientists, archaeologists, neuroscientists, biologists, astronomers, working to bridge the gap between art, science, and indigenous traditional wisdom. Embracing the Planet is an immersive artistic experience inspired by the San Bushmen of Africa and science, exploring our vital link with the nature and the cosmos. This multimedia production merges the spirit of the first people's artistry with modern technology. This is a multicultural and transcultural experience bridging Africa, India and the rest of the world. Over the last 30 years, Philippe and Thierry have created 25 award-winning shows with their performances in over 62 countries, feature famous venues such as Opéra de Paris, Theatre de la Ville Paris, Grand Hall de Villette, and well-known festivals in Hong Kong, Singapore, Indonesia, Italy, Scotland, England, Brazil, Canada, South Africa, Poland, Senegal, and many other countries. This show is our seva for a better world and inspired by Sri Aurobindo and the mother in India. And here's the information from Solitude Farm, that organic farm cafe on 8, 9, 10th and 11th of June. It will have a workshop which will focus on the use of banana stem. Nutritional value of banana stem is high in fiber and can aid in the treatment of ulcers or an acidic stomach. Like the fruit, banana stem is very high in potassium and vitamin B6, which together benefit the muscles and the body's production of hemoglobin and insulin. In Ayurvedic practice, banana stem is used to aid in weight loss and is also said to be beneficial to overall health. It is also said to have cooling properties which are beneficial in hot environments. Banana stem is also diuretic and can help prevent kidney stone. So this wonderful plant in such an abundance here and is very, very cheap, as it is a byproduct of the banana plant. It also has no ecological cost, which means no carbon footprint, as with a local or local food, it has no food miles. So on Monday 8th, they will teach you how to make a vegetable dish. On Tuesday, you will look at banana stem salad, which is a wonderful salad and very versatile. On Wednesday, you will make a curry with the steam. And on Thursday, you will make a banana steam juice. The workshop is especially aimed at people having restaurants, guest houses, or run other entrances. Let's go to summer schedules. Le Morgan and Housing Service are supposed to be open today, but unfortunately they are still closed. And there's another announcement, the C-Form service in Town Hall will be open only in mornings from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. from today until the end of the month, 30th of June. They will resume their normal schedule the full day from 1st of July. Dreamers Cafe is closed from today to 4th of June. On Friday they will be open again. And for the children, from today, during 2 weeks, the program of summer play, it will happen at Nandanam Kindergarten. So all children from age 4 to 7 are welcome on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays between 9 a.m. to 12. They will offer some games, crafts, stories, blocks and swimming pool. But there will be no transport and no lunch. So the teacher will not be responsible for the children after 12 o'clock. So you need to pick up your child on time. Adi Shakti Laboratory for Theatre Arts and Research in Eden Chavadi Road informs us that they will hold the master class with Suhasini Maniratwam. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Indian comedy drama Gather Up All Your Energies, made in India in 2015 by writer and director Shanta Kataria. Tomorrow they will screen comedy romance Amira and Sam, made in USA in 2014 by writer and director Sean Molin. And on Wednesday we can see a culture documentary, La Danse Opera de Paris, made in France in 2009 by director Frederick Wiesman. This one is a documentary on Paris opera ballet and does more than offer intimate access to great dancers. It also ventures beyond the stage and studios into sewing rooms, cafeteria and administrative offices. From the words of the mother, Volume 14, we read, be honest towards yourself, no self-deception. Be sincere toward the divine, no bargaining in the surrender. Be straightforward with humanity, no pretense and show. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.